Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm a kick-ass business coach, and I'm on an absolute mission to help you find your purpose in life, to help you love what you do for work every single day, to help you be the rock star that you are meant to be, to make more money than you ever thought was possible, and to have more time freedom so you can actually enjoy the life that you're living. I'm here to help you set your life on fire. Hey, what's going on, guys? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm out back here on my balcony and patio and just enjoying an absolutely gorgeous summer day here, and just been so awesome achieving the goal and being able to live in a spot like this, having awesome neighbors like John Lee Dumas. And you know, this was all built by Facebook marketing. This was all built by the things that I did over the past 4.5 years. And what's crazy is that the opportunity on Facebook is still absolutely amazing. It is the number one way to grow your audience, to build your business, and most importantly, to monetize. And so, you know, my background, you know, whether you've heard the story or whether you haven't, but going way back, you know, it was all about being a Facebook marketing expert and getting a return on investment for my clients. Then we took that and we started coaching others. We started creating programs and doing scaling our coaching programs. We've helped hundreds and hundreds of clients achieve success through Facebook marketing, through engagement, getting fans, but most importantly, turning those fans into customers, and also using Facebook advertising and creating those funnels to create profits for the business. So, you know, again, it just, I feel so blessed to have really dug down and become an expert on Facebook marketing and be able to create that for my life. But it's even more rewarding being able to help others and help you create that for your lives. So a big part of living a life on fire is having a business that's sustainable, having a business that's fun, and most importantly, having a business that has leads and creates sales. And so today is a little bit different. And actually the month of July is a little bit different, because what we're going to do is we're going to highlight one of my very, very close friends. And this is a guy who I have been, you know, in close communication with as I built my business in Facebook marketing and as he built his business. You know, this guy's done over $5 million in revenue with this company, but most importantly, he's helped thousands of people like you. And we've done stuff together. He's helped us with our funnels. And he's a guy that just has a very high level of knowledge on Facebook marketing. So his name is Brian Moran. He's such a good close friend. And what I'm doing this month is I want to highlight some of the strategies that he's using in his business. He's using for literally thousands of his coaching clients and clients, and that we're also using in our business. And so what we're going to do here is I'm going to actually jump to a clip of Brian Moran, and he's going to be sharing some of what he's doing. And these are things that he's put together, amazing, amazing videos. And we're actually going to highlight 4 videos from Brian Moran that have proven to help create massive success in Facebook marketing. And just by plugging into these 4 videos, you too are going to get the funnel and the strategies that he's used and implemented, that we've used and implemented. So I really want to encourage you to really take and commit to the next 4 podcast episodes, this one plus 3, because if you've been watching Life on Fire TV, you've been staying plugged in, you've been getting inspired, seeing these amazing speakers that we have, sharing with you guys what's working, but this is one technique, one strategy that has created so much revenue for clients. And so what we're going to do, we're going to jump to this video clip from Brian Moran. He's going to highlight about the environment on Facebook marketing, why so many people are saying things like it's not working and all these changes, and where they're seeing with a lack mentality. He's going to be sharing how he's broken through that, and with this one strategy alone, making over $15 per like or per follower on the Facebook page. And so people typically think of them as, you know, what's the value of a like? And the thing that I love about Brian is he always comes back to, how are you monetizing those likes? How are you creating customers? Because you can't build a business off of likes. You can't build a business off of content and engagement, but you build a business off of getting customers. And that's what he's absolutely the best at. So stay tuned, grab a notebook, plug into this episode, and then be sure to commit to the next 3 too, because what he's going to share with you guys is going to help you take your passion, your purpose, what you love to do, and put a funnel behind it, a Facebook marketing funnel that's proven to work for us. It's proven to work for literally thousands of other clients. So stay plugged in and check out this episode, and I'll catch up with you soon. Cheers.
On May 22nd of 2011, I made an outrageously bold declaration. Because I said that Facebook fans are worth $3.61 each. And I'm here, just 3 years later, to tell you that today, things have changed. You see, while everyone's busy complaining about all of Facebook's changes, I've been hard at work perfecting my fan page funnel so that my fans are more valuable than ever. And I'm excited to report to you for the first time that the value of a fan has increased by over 400%, making Facebook fans now worth $15.42 each, if you know what you're doing. You see, all anyone does is bash Facebook's constant changes, the sudden disappearance of the default landing tab, timeline being shoved down our throats in 2012, Facebook's seemingly random advertising slaps of the past year, the declining ability to reach your own fans, not to mention the constant changes to the layout of your fan page, which I'm sure you all have noticed that Facebook changed yet again this year. And the constant complaining goes on and on. Listen, no matter what you believe about the value of Facebook for your business, Facebook fans are still worth at least $15.42 each. And I've got the numbers to prove it, but I'll get to that in just a second. Hi, my name is Brian Moran from Get10,000Fans.com. And in this three-part video series, you're going to discover two very important pieces of information. These two things could be the missing piece that you've been needing to finally get your business to the six or seven-figure level online. Number one, you're going to see exactly how I've generated over $5 million in sales of my own products online, including the exact six-page layout, aka funnel, that I use to do it. Number two, you're going to see exactly which four tools that I use to set everything up so that you can build your own fan page funnel that rakes in new fans, subscribers, and customers on autopilot daily. Plus, you're going to see how I went from earning $12 an hour working in a paper shredding factory to bringing in $12,150 a month with nothing but my six-page setup and a simple fan page in under 3 months, and how thousands of others just like you and me have achieved the same results in their business, creating a better lifestyle for themselves and their families. But first, let me quickly show you exactly how I got here. Because really, I'm a lot like you. You see, this was my life just a few years ago. I was a college baseball player at a small private school, and in April of 2008, I was actually voted a college baseball All-American. I'd just graduated from college, I'd just gotten engaged, living the dream, right? Yeah, not so fast. I was also unemployed, working part-time in a paper shredding factory that can only be described as hell on earth. And yes, this is actually a picture I took from my phone as I was covered in dust shredding paper. And I was also living in my parents' basement. That's a pretty nice office, right? But then something pretty amazing happened. I landed my dream job. I had a desk, a salary, and benefits, which sure as hell sounded a lot better than shredding paper. And at the time, this job meant freedom from the basement, security for me and my future wife, and stability for the life I was excited to finally start. But I couldn't have been more wrong. You see, that dream job quickly became my nightmare. And it wasn't long before I realized that someone else owned me. They decided my schedule, they decided my income, they decided my freedom. I had signed my life over to someone else, and I felt like crap. And I'm sure in one way or another, you know exactly how that feels. And after a particularly soul-crushing day at the office, I made a promise to myself. I was going to find a way to make $3,871 a month online, just enough to quit working for someone else and start building my own dream. And that's when I set up my first WordPress blog. It was a site called trainbaseball.com where I took my passion of baseball and started creating ebooks and videos to teach young baseball players how to play the game of baseball better. I dove into blogging, I tried article writing, I tried both kinds of SEO, I tried affiliate marketing, and I burned through what precious little extra cash I had trying to use Google AdWords. And absolutely nothing happened. Sound familiar? And after months of long nights, I had exactly two things to show for my effort: zero sales and overwhelming doubt. I even created a fan page for this business, hoping that I would be able to drive some sort of traffic and start making sales. And like everything else I'd tried to that point, it was a dead end. But what happened next was the desperation move that has changed my life. You see, I was playing around my fan page one day, and I discovered how to take a landing page and put it right inside of my fan page so that I could start building my list. And you see, at the time, I was only collecting about one or two emails a day from all of the blog posts and articles I'd posted online. But as soon as I made this one little switch, everything completely changed. And in just 30 days later, I was generating over 100 new leads every single day. Not to mention, my fan page, which was pretty much stalled out, went from a few hundred to over 10,000 fans in just 60 days. And more important than any of that other stuff, I was finally making sales.
Actually, during those next 90 days, this tiny online business went from making just a few hundred dollars a month to bringing in $12,150 a month with nothing but a simple fan page.
Because it wasn't just about having a landing page inside of Facebook. I had unknowingly stumbled into something really big, something I now call the fan page funnel. And it's something that I've been spending the last 3 years testing, tweaking, and perfecting in every one of our websites online.
This funnel is the six-page system that I use to attract hundreds of new fans to all of my fan pages every single day, get almost all of those fans to opt in and join my email list, and then turn those fans into paying customers within just a few hours.
Long story short, I finally quit my job, and walking out of that place was the single most liberating feeling of my entire life. And it wasn't long before I started getting requests from some pretty big names. People wanted to know exactly how to replicate this in their own business, because they saw it working so well for my baseball site. Which is why in November of 2010, I started a website called get10,000fans.com, where I started to teach other business owners how to do exactly what I did in my baseball site. I applied the same principles I'd used before, and just like before, we went from zero to over 30,000 fans in just a few months, and today we're sitting at over 350,000 fans.
Over the next few months, I continued to perfect this funnel, testing new techniques on every other market and niche, and business continued to boom. Just a few short months later, I was bringing in over $100,000 per month in sales. I was able to hire my brother Scott and my sister Kat, and we've now grown the team to over 13 people, all with the sole purpose of helping thousands of people like you grow their business online. And over the last 4 years, we've been able to reach 510,274 fans, collect over 360,000 email subscribers, and generate over 36,000 paying customers, all because of my fan page funnel.
And while so many other brands have come and gone over the last few years, claiming to have the next big thing on Facebook, and then poof, the next thing you know, they're gone and they've moved on to something else. Meanwhile, we've been here since 2010 and we won't be moving on anytime soon. Through all the changes, all the objections, the fan page funnel is still doing its job, attracting qualified leads and turning them into paying customers. You see, this isn't social media marketing. This is proven marketing strategy on the world's most popular website. In the next video, I'm going to break down the entire fan page funnel step by step so that you can copy every single step to build your own profitable brand. Plus, I'm going to show you exactly which tools I use to create each step of this funnel so that you don't have to worry about which tools or resources to use to create things like your fan page squeeze, send your autoresponders, create gorgeous landing pages that sell your products quickly, collect orders and create checkout pages with a shopping cart, set up one-click upsells or members areas, or deliver your products. So that whether you decide this is right for you or not, you have all this info in your hands. So listen, I've been asked to talk about this stuff publicly for years, and to be honest, it's very personal stuff to me. And it's because this is the very foundation of my business. In fact, it's actually the foundation of several of my businesses. For my first fan page, Train Baseball, that's now over 18,500 fans, just in the last 24 months alone, we've been able to generate over $3.80 per fan, which has come out to about $3,000 per month from that single fan page. In a small photography site that we started just about 18 months ago, we've generated $3.32 per fan, which has been about $8,000 per month. In a brand new site that we started just 4 months ago, we're already up to $6.42 per fan, which is already up to about $20,000 per month. And to Get10,000Fans, our main business, we're now generating $15.42 per fan, which comes to about $185,000 per month in sales. Plus, we've helped tons of clients and friends in a ton of other markets do the exact same thing. We've worked with people in health and fitness, photography, custom furniture, financial services, consulting, personal trainers, adventure treks, basketball training sites, custom web design, and a whole lot more. And I want to make sure that this info is only in the hands of motivated, forward-thinking people who are ready for it. And that's exactly why I'm weeding out those that aren't ready, those who want to keep complaining with everyone else. Because the truth is, when everyone starts running in one direction, that's the best time to go the other way. But before we get to the next video, I want you to tell me something. What is your biggest struggle when it comes to achieving your dreams online? What's holding you back? What's keeping you from getting the lifestyle that you want for yourself, your friends, and your family? And you might be asking why it's any of my business. But the reason I'm asking is simple. I've been there. I've been right where you are right now, wondering if this is all even worth it, wondering if it will ever click. And I bet you're feeling the same things that I did back then, the same things that so many of our successful students have already felt. And I know I can help you get over those hurdles, moving you closer to your dreams of creating a business that you can be proud of, a business that can deliver whatever you want it to, without sacrificing everything for it. So go ahead and comment below and tell me what your biggest obstacles are right now. And then look out for a personal response from me and my team. And we'll see you in video number two. So the biggest reason I started this was freedom. If I want to raise, I work harder. I had a dream scenario of what my day looked like, of what my life looked like, and I didn't want it to be on anybody else's terms. I wanted to create something that let me put priorities where I wanted it to be. I actually started my first site in the spring of 2008. I actually remember vividly, I was sitting in my parents' living room and I actually just Googled how to start my own website or how to make money online. Just graduated college, I just proposed to my now wife, so I was in a money crunch trying to figure out how am I gonna support a family coming up in a couple months. And I knew what was gonna happen as soon as we got married. Being a normal guy, I was probably gonna land a 9-to-5 desk job, and which wasn't gonna allot very much time for us to spend together. And that's exactly what happened. We had probably less than an hour or two every single day to spend together. And for me, that just wasn't, you know, I couldn't live my life that way. When I was just getting started, the economy was terrible, so I couldn't just go find another job, so I had to kind of make this happen myself. Before Get 10,000 Fans, I had a site called TrainBaseball.com. Me and my brother went to the batting cage and just recorded a bunch of videos, put up a little website, made those videos a paid product. And I remember getting the email from PayPal saying that, you know, someone's deposited $27 into your bank account because they bought your product. And so that was when I first, you know, got my first taste. I knew, you know, this could actually happen, that, you know, these, you know, everyone telling you can make money online, it's not just a scam, it's not just, you know, kind of a hoax, that you actually can create a real sustainable, profitable business online with no employees, no, you know, upfront cash. You know, it's a pretty basic system. So for me, it was a passion of, I wanted to help other businesses grow. So all the trial and error and all the money that we've spent, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years is condensed into easy to understand, you know, dissectable, you know, products, videos and ebooks and training courses. All the different questions that every business owner that's trying to sell products online has, I wanted to answer that. I'm Brian Moran, and I help small businesses drive revenue and increase sales online.
I'm Susan Marks. My company is Greater Clarity. And when I came here, I was just starting to build my funnel and having not great success with Facebook ads. So this weekend, I have learned probably a month worth of stuff in this weekend. And I now know exactly what I need to do on my Facebook ads. I know exactly what I need to do to fix my funnel. And I've got a ton of work to do and a lot of things to create. But at least now I know what I should be creating and what direction to take. Well, I was a little bit concerned about the price because it's a decent amount of change, but I so got my money's worth. I got my money's worth by the first day, and Brian and Scott and Kat are really generous and gave us lots of information, lots of time, lots like anything we needed. They made it readily available for us and put us in a space that was so conducive to getting work done. And we're right there to help us get our work done. So it was part learning, but also a lot of hands-on getting stuff done, which was amazing. So again, being out of your own work environment and in a space where each person is working on the same, their own funnels and having resources to ask about that was super helpful. Well, I think the biggest thing that I took away was really understanding the power of the upsells and starting with a much smaller, lower priced product and then building the upsells and seeing how that funnel worked and really understanding all of the dynamics and all of the pieces of the puzzle and how, if put together properly, it's a beautiful system. And I think that was good for me because I had a lot of those parts but wasn't putting it together properly. And so I filled in the blanks, rearranged things, and now I have a much more functional, more effective funnel. Oh my God, I would so recommend this to anybody. It was, you will not be sorry if you come to this event. It is, the amount of learning, the amount of stuff that you get done, when you come in here on Friday and leave on Sunday, you've got a whole funnel pretty much ready to go. So it's worth it because you get weeks worth of stuff done in a few days. So I'd absolutely recommend it to anyone. And if you have to scrape together the money to get here, do it. The only final thing I'd say is to Brian and Kat and Scott, fantastic, and thank you very much.
Yeah, my name is Wade Bird. I'm with recruitrepsfaster.com. And coming to the boot camp here with Brian and Scott Moran, my expectations were to be able to really implement the Facebook funnel, to go through and learn exactly how they create it and how to make it profitable, to be able to take whether it's a brick and mortar business or my online business and make that part of it profitable. So those expectations were just highly met throughout the boot camp. Yeah, I guess, first of all, I had to overlook a little bit the initial cost, but that being said, I had seen Brian, online on trainings, met him at the Traffic and Conversion Summit in San Diego, and just knew what a nice, genuine guy he was. So I knew that my gut feeling was the value was going to be huge, and that part of it just completely fulfilled on that. So I really didn't have many objections other than that coming to it. One of the things that Brian shared with us was, building out the funnel with the upsells, and that just being able to map that out and see financially how that can make such a difference to my business or anybody else's business was just eye-opening. I didn't have any idea that if I just had one small product that it could be such a money loser versus having a complete funnel built out and the upsells on how that can really tip the scale in a person's business. So that was just a huge takeaway for me. Yeah, absolutely. I would highly recommend it. Looking back on it, I wish I would have done a little bit more of my homework, gone through some of the classes and better prepared. But even, being somewhat unprepared, Brian and Scott and Jim were able to, take us just kind of from the really small, basic, simple steps and escalate that quickly and make you feel, super comfortable in the learning process and giving you the confidence that you can implement that in my own business. I just highly recommend anything that Brian and Scott have put out with 10,000 fans and 5-minute marketing has just been really resonated with me and is going to add to the bottom line of my business. And I highly recommend everyone to look into it.
Perfect, man. That's great. I'm Todd Herman. I'm from, I have a sports company called thepeakathlete.com. Then I have an executive coaching and training company as well under a different umbrella. Well, business, like any kind of business owner or professional, is you're busy always trying to take care of the customers that you currently have or also find ways to scale and grow and work on new projects. So the challenge that I have is always getting around other smart people who are doing things in a different way than me and implementing new marketing plans and programs. Just the reality is sometimes it's difficult because you're just too busy to do it. If there was anything that was gonna stop me from coming was, I'm a young dad, I've got a little 1-year-old girl, and being away from family isn't something that I like to do. But if I am gonna go away to an event or something like that, it better be a working event. And that's the thing that drew me in for this event was the fact that I knew that probably by the end of it, if Brian executed on the promise, was that I was gonna have a completely working campaign that is just me hitting the start button on it. Being here, not only did I get all that funnel built out, but also just working on subtle things like what the offer should sound like and work like, and Brian and the rest of his team actually being able to show you all the different examples that they have and how they can actually look at other competitors' campaigns and show you where they're missing out on things. Just seeing their insights into it helps out so much. And then having all the other eyeballs from all the other business owners kind of giving you feedback as you're talking it through, and you can kind of see and hear what really resonates with them and what they know they're going to put their credit card down for, their money down for. That's the really huge thing for me, is I know that when I hit start, it's going to make us money. And probably out of all of the things that we've worked on over the course of the last couple of days is, you know, actually getting the individual attention, not just from Brian, but from his team that he's got around him. It's just super smart people taking a look at what it is that you're doing and just making subtle tweaks that you know are going to mean a huge impact on the back end. And also knowing the right tools that you should be using as well, and eliminating a whole bunch of stuff that does not even come close to mattering. That's actually a huge thing, is, you know, possibly avoiding a ton of landmines that I would have maybe stepped on. I see a lot of people, probably the mistakes that they make the most is they're consuming information so much and none of them are actually applying it. And in the context of the world that I live in, which is performance, and you have to implement to close feedback loops and get answers for things. And over a 2-day weekend with a very small investment, you can actually get the answers to the things that you need to get the answers for that are gonna make a big impact on your business is huge. So, I mean, I don't save the money on going to the next seminar where you're gonna have a whole bunch of people teach you stuff, and go to a weekend where you can get one-on-one time with someone and get it done.
I'm Ron Douglas, and I'm with Mastermind Central. And my goal when coming down here was to take my business to the next level. I had just started it, just recently sold another business, and I wanted to take this launch Mastermind Central in the right direction. And I've been watching Brian's videos for quite a while, and I just had to meet the guy and make sure that I could really launch the company the way I wanted. Nothing was really holding me back, to be honest with you. I was just waiting to meet I was actually on his website, and I was trying to figure out how to get a hold of him. And about the time that I was doing that, an email came across for a live seminar, and I jumped on it. The thing I like most about the weekend has been the fact that you could leave with a working model. You know, so many times you come to a workshop, you take a bunch of information away, and you go back home and you try to figure out exactly what it is you learned over the weekend. Where this was a little bit different, I came and I was able to learn on day one and able to implement it on day two. That was perfect. You know, one of the things that really exceeded my expectation was having his staff here and having everybody so helpful. To be able to sit down one-on-one with Brian was cool, but to be able to sit down with anybody on his staff was very beneficial, to be able to get those questions answered you just can't get done. I would definitely recommend anybody taking part into this class, because the benefits so outweighed the price. I learned more, and this is no exaggeration. I had actually texted my wife and I said, I was halfway through the first day and I said, I could leave right now and feel like I got my money.
Hi, I'm Shisharia from shisharia.com. Before I came to this event, you know, I had a very successful business, which was an offline business. So I built my home business all over the world using offline methods. But I knew deep down in my heart, there were so many people harnessing the power of Facebook. And really, I knew that Brian was the foremost expert. That's why I signed up to the course. And when a boot camp became available, I jumped on board, because I wanted to, again, harness the power of Facebook and use the methods that he's teaching. Yeah, I mean, before I became involved, with the fan page funnel course and this bootcamp, probably the thing that held me back was the technical know-how. And, you know, as much as, you know, going through videos and doing, the study, online, actually coming here and being with the guys has been invaluable to really sort of work out exactly how everything fits together, and also knowing what you want to put into your funnel as well to maximize the results that you want. For me, the most invaluable thing is actually being able to have guys like Brian and Scott and James being here with us you know, standing over our shoulders, being able to ask them exactly, you know, how this works, how does this fit, and you know, they're there, and they're giving us all their knowledge, and like what might take you hours to try and figure out, you know, it's instant because these guys have done it time and time again. So it's been really priceless just to have them with us and you know, learn skills today that, you know, I'll take away and we have them for life. Yeah, I mean, for anyone who's considering coming to a boot camp like this, I would absolutely say, you know, it's priceless. Do not even think about it. Value for money, I mean, you know what, that investment will come to you. If you implement what you learn at this boot camp, that investment will come back to you many times over. I'm absolutely convinced. No, I'd just like to, you know, thank the team, you know, Fanpage Funnel, Brian, James, and Kat, and Scott for an amazing weekend. I mean, it really has. I believe it's going to be sort of a life-changing weekend, yeah, because of how it will impact on my life and my business. So thank you, guys.
I'm Gina Poole from marketingforsolos.com, and I specialize in helping the one-man or one-woman business owner attract as many clients as they want consistently. The biggest thing for me for coming to this boot camp was I wanted to get a lot done in a very short amount of time. And my expectation was to be able to have a funnel 90%, almost 100% done by the time that I left here, and that's exactly what I got. For me, I really didn't have a whole lot of hesitations. And in my business, I really am a firm believer of no one gets rich alone. And I'm a huge believer in getting coaching and help and training from other people that have specialties. And while I do a lot of social media in my business and for my clients' businesses, Brian and the guys at 10,000 Fans, they're really the experts at building a funnel and using Facebook to fuel that funnel. And so for me personally, I didn't have really any reservations about coming. I knew it would be a great event, and I was just really excited for it to actually get here and start. So the best thing about this weekend is several things. The smaller group setting, I really dig that because you're able to get a lot of one-on-one help from Brian and his team and Scott and the other guys and gals. That's probably the biggest thing. Also, I love the fact that it's a working event. It's like a working workshop. It's a working boot camp. It's not just lecture and theory and listen and take notes. It's here's what to do. Go do it. Here's questions. Here's the answers. Fix it. Work on it. It really is a true working weekend and a working event, which I love. I dig that. I absolutely recommend this. I can tell you, I've worked with a lot of coaches and consultants. I'm a coach, I'm a consultant. I have the privilege of knowing quite a few people in the industry. And I can tell you that Brian and the 10,000 Fans team, they're really the real deal. They absolutely know what works and what doesn't. Everybody's been very approachable and honest and open. And the biggest thing too about this weekend is it's almost kind of like everybody's opened up their kimono a little bit. And I know that may sound strange, but what I mean by that is it's like, here's what we're doing in our business. Take what you can, adapt it for your business. Here's what's working, here's what's not, here's what to avoid, here's what to do. And it's been really a great atmosphere for just getting things done and getting things done right. So I absolutely recommend it. If you have the means, you need to invest in it. That is the only way really to grow and get better, is to invest in the help that you need when you're not really an expert at a particular thing. You go to the experts to get the help that you need. Another thing I'd say is, you know, Facebook is huge. I mean, we know that. Social media is huge. There are a lot of really, really good people out there that teach things about Facebook and about social media. Of all of them and the personal experiences I've had with them, I can say that Brian and Scott and the 10,000 Fans group is really a little bit a step above in that what they really know, the ins and outs, the way that they are able and willing to share with you what's working and what's not, they don't hold anything back. And not to take away from anybody else, but that's kind of a rarity in this day and age. And they're approachable, they're honest, they're open, they're really going to help you. And this has been a fantastic event, and I absolutely recommend it to any solo business or any other business out there.
My name is Justin Livingston. I work with a woman named Callan Rush. Our company is called Luminary Training. We train workshop, seminar, and retreat leaders on all aspects of their business, how to fill their room, sell from stage, all that cool stuff. And what I was looking forward to getting here from here was to make some specific commitments with regards to the content that we were going to be using to start promoting some lower ticket offerings through Facebook ads, as opposed to going straight for our $2,000 programs or higher. So yeah, it was great. That's exactly what I got here. Actually, it didn't even take very long for me to get a laser focus on the first one. So I went through the process really quickly. And in fact, it was so easy, I came up with five of them. So we've got five new funnels to roll out that are all going. I'm assuming that they're going to convert really well, and we'll keep working at them until they do, of course. And I'm excited. I believe that our lead generation through Facebook is going to double in the next 5 or 6 months, and we're already doing, you know, several hundred opt-ins a day through Facebook ads. So definitely well worth not only the ticket price, but flying all the way across the continent for these couple days. It's been great. As far as most significant takeaways, it's funny, you know, out of all of the, you know, the importance of the structure and the brilliance of the funnel and all of the great you know, pieces that go along with the system that Brian and his team were sharing with us, the thing I'm most excited about was one simple Facebook ad technique that I can't believe I never thought about myself. I'm so jacked to go home and to change some of our campaigns that I know we're going to do significantly get significant better performance out of those ads. That alone was worth the trip here, flying all the way across the continent and whatnot. But then, of course, in the bigger scheme of things, it was getting the clarity on each piece of the of the funnel, something that I've been struggling with for several months now, and just, you know, spending, you know, what amounted to just a small amount of time with Brian and his team. We just laser focused, and almost to the point where, oh my goodness, that was so obvious, right? Just to nail each piece, know exactly what we're creating, and I'm really excited to get it going. And like I said before, I think it's going to double our lead generation and our ROI from Facebook ads. Yeah, with regards to recommending this event, yeah, easy. And with regards to Brian and his team, you know, I get frustrated sometimes with regards to Facebook, because it's this amazing platform to get new clients very cheaply, right? But what's frustrating about it is that the platform's always changing. And, you know, really, myself and any of us, when it comes to using that platform, we really have one of two choices. Either we have to dedicate ourselves to master the platform and stay on top of every change as it's happening and adjust on the fly, or we make sure that that we're hooked up to someone like Brian and his team, who have already made that decision, and we can just kind of ride in their wake. They can pay attention to platform changes, communicate to us what subtle adjustments to make, and just make those on the fly. And then, you know, and that way, myself and anyone else, we can focus on our own genius, what it is that we are great at, focus on those things, let them worry about the Facebook platform. Just tell me what I need to change and go from there.
All right. Hope you enjoyed that video. And I just want to really encourage you guys to go to lifeonfire.com/54. And so what that's going to do, that's going to get you to our show notes on this particular episode. And we're also going to include other resources for you guys there too. So it's lifeonfire.com/54. And you can always do that for the corresponding episode number. And head over there. We're going to have some really cool resources for you guys that were not mentioned in the video, and maybe a surprise or two as well. So again, head over to lifeonfire.com/54 and be sure to tune into the rest of this video series, because Brian is going to be showing you guys a funnel that is proven to make not only more fans, but most importantly, revenue for your business. And that's, one of these things with living a life on fire. You've got to have leads for your business. You've got to have sales and use something that works and has proven to work. And that's worked for us. And it's crushing it for literally thousands of clients. So head out to lifeonfire.com/54 and I'll catch up with you guys very soon. Cheers.
I'm here to help you set your life on fire.